The Kickoff with Steve Huthersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Liverpool. Former Red striker John Durning. Morning, Durns.
Good morning, Steve.
Got him there. Let's reflect on the weekend's game, first of all, with Southampton. Comfortable stuff. Didn't really need to go into fourth gear for that one.
No, I think realistically, it's a pretty poor Southampton side. I think, like you said, it wasn't as if we outplayed them in many areas. It's the fact that I think they just never turned up, to be fair. A bit worrying for them, I think.
Are you pleased with the way Virgil van Dijk seems to have settled in relatively quickly in this Liverpool side? I mean, looked at him at the weekend. He looked so at home in that back line.
Yeah, like I said, he wasn't really troubled, but the simple fact is, I mean, enormous price tag. And the fact that he was under a lot of pressure, no matter what, when he came here, I mean, it was like he had to perform from day one. And, like, that enormous pressure, like, probably put on himself, but obviously not all down to himself, but because of the fact that people have questioned him, saying, is he really worth that kind of money? But, I mean, like I said, I mean, enormous price tag for him to try and fulfil that price tag. But I think, like you said, I think he'll even get better, to be fair.
You think he'll get much better. But when it gets to the start of next season, who's he going to be partnering at the centre of defence? Jürgen seems to have been trying out all sorts of different equations here.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was going on to my next question to you, was the fact is, do you think we'll go and buy a centre-half, a world-class one that's available? Because, obviously, Matt is not good enough, not in my eyes. If you're thinking about what Van Dijk is and what Lovren is, you know, I think you've got to get someone near enough close to his calibre and how good he's going to be, hopefully. And the fact is, if there's someone out there that's available to go and buy, because I think we're going to have to.
Just behind him, the keeper is Loris Karius. We talked about him an awful lot. Now, it looks like Jurgen Klopp isn't going to mess around with swapping keepers for the Champions League now. The indications are, from what he said after the weekend, Loris Karius is going to remain in goal for the Champions League game as well this week. That's not going to make a very happy Simon Mignolet, is it?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not happy either. The simple fact is, he's not good enough. I don't care what anyone says. He made a good save. Closed down, made a couple of good saves last couple of games, but in general, I don't think he's good enough. In my eyes, I think you've got to get a keeper. It was clear, and in my eyes as well, that the manager wanted him in. He's got him in now, and the fact that he's got him in now, he's made a couple of good saves in games. I think he's there to stay. I think Mignolet's days are numbered. I think Karius has got a more better future in Liverpool than Mignolet has, by the looks of things. So, but for me, nowhere near good enough. Nowhere near good enough, even now. And it might be a bit harsh, but he doesn't give me confidence whatsoever. And the fact that, you know, he's made a couple of good saves might just kid people into thinking, oh, he might be, you know, he might be as good as what the manager thinks he is, but no, definitely not.
I think the preference would be, though, to keep one keeper, wouldn't it, for most games?
Yeah, I mean, don't switch him about. Like I've said, you stick with one or stick with the other. My preference is Mignolet. I think he's been hard done by, considering what he'd done for his last season towards the end. I think you should have stuck with him. But like I said, he was adamant to get this keeper in. He's got him in now, and I think he's there to stay.
It's a brutal world, football, isn't it? Because if you'd asked Simon Mignolet 3 months ago how he felt about his position, his hopes for the season, etc., he would have had no idea this was coming. And look at Mignolet now, absolutely cast out in the wilderness.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's how, you know, your football changes your life. You know, one thing, one door shuts, another one opens. It's crazy. You know, you're the apple of everyone's eye 1 minute, and the next minute, you're not. I mean, that's down to you. You've got to see how you do. You know, that's character building, the fact that how, as a person, you deal with that. But it won't be nice for him. But like I said, I mean, it's football. You just got to get on with it.
So Liverpool head into Champions League action with Porto this week. Realistically, how far can they get in the competition, Durns?
Well, I mean, you look at Porto, and I'm not just being... Well, I am confident. I'm confident of us beating them, depending who we get. I mean, listen, I don't think we'll win the Champions League, but you never know. If Liverpool progress quarter-finals, even get to the semi-finals, I know I'm looking ahead, anything's possible, especially United Anfield. It really is. But like I said, if they can not concede away, I'm always hopeful that we'll score goals at home, even away from home, but not in the Champions League. They're a bit more astute, the teams there, a bit more streetwise, and they're not going to get their own way by going scoring 3-4 goals in the Champions League. I'm not going to be kidding myself into thinking that.
If they could nick a little 1-0 win or even a 0-0, that'd be absolutely terrific.
Liverpool don't do 0-0, Steve. Come on. You know we don't do 0-0s. No, like I said, yeah. You know, they're a bit more streetwise, better calibre teams. And let's not get carried away. But like I said, if we can progress to the quarterfinals, you know, anything's possible.
It's a pretty sexy lineup now, isn't it, the Champions League? You look at some of these games that are coming. Of course, there's Chelsea-Barca next week, Spurs-Juve. That Man City-Barca one's not quite as exciting, is it? But all of a sudden, you know, all these big teams are here, and it's absolutely riveting, this stuff.
Yeah, it's what the Champions League's all about. It's why you want to be in it. You want to play these top teams all over Europe. And like you said, I mean, some of these top teams aren't playing well. I mean, anything's possible, I think. Are we in for a surprise? He's going to win the Champions League this year? Maybe not, but I wouldn't be surprised if it did happen.
You wouldn't be surprised? What, if there was an outsider?
Yeah, if, you know, your usual suspects. You know, Real Madrid aren't pulling up any trees. I mean, you know, Juventus, to me, still look, in my eyes, possibly favourites. I mean, Barcelona, you can never rule them out. But again, day after off days, anything can happen. Really can. I mean, you've got Bayern Munich as well, so... I mean, throw the balls up in the air, Steve, and see which one comes out on top.
Fingers crossed Liverpool go far. Jones, thank you very much indeed.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.